Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN.
We're among the we're in the top 100 somewhere.
We just got our results. We're doing very well.
Yeah, actually.
Just in time for a big breakup. So the Beatles.
It's Tom Bowerly.
He was just like, did anyone back? He thought he was just going to charm his way through a belch.
And David Bellavia.
Rest assured that history will remember you as maybe a little gay.
It's Bowerly and Bellavia.
That is awesome.
Well, yesterday
someone's
going to
be really disappointed.
On News Radio 930 WBEN.
And it is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. Hey, before we get into the next part of the program, David, something interesting is happening in California. So they actually are going to have a referendum in November. And I don't know how legally binding this referendum is going to be or whether it's going to have any teeth to it. But basically, the state we know as California could actually be split into three different entities. Now, that's interesting because around these here parts, for a long time, people have wanted to unshackle upstate New York from New York City so we can be rid of the likes of Andrew Cuomo.
I don't really blame those people at all. What's happening in California is, you know, fomented for a very long time. You've got basically, you're between two states in California. You've got the state of San Francisco
right. And
the state of Los Angeles and everyone else in between. And there's a lot of folks that work real hard that don't have the same ideals or outlooks on life as the folks do on the coastal areas. There's a lot of money there. There's a lot of influence there. But Northern California, which would include basically San Francisco and Sacramento, would be Northern California. Southern California, and then Monterey to Los Angeles would be called California. Fresno to San Diego would be called Southern California.
Oh, I thought it would be called Mexico.
Right. Well, here's the thing that's crazy about this. They have enough to put it as a referendum. You need a lot of signatures to get a lot of. This is not just a pipe dream. I mean, you think sometimes you see someone throw something out there for effect. There are folks that have put a lot of money into this. Now, what would that give you? That would give you 2, 4, 6. Don't think that liberals are fighting them on this. There's a lot of folks that believe, oh, this is just a bunch of, you know, right-wing guys that want to get away from the liberals. No. The liberals, the Dems want this too because now they have the potential for 6 U.S. senators. And that's what they're, even if it's 4-2, that's a whole lot more support they have to fight the other side.
Well, but looking at it from the other side here for a moment, just because they would secede into three different states does not mean they have to be admitted into the union. They could be their own countries.
This is true. And the other thing is the idea that you would split the assets of the state of California into three different parts.
Like a marriage.
Could you imagine that? So it's like if you had 200 plows. Each state would get their own little plow, or there'd be like a state of California, everything must go sale, and you're getting, you know, two toll booth workers to. That's crazy.
Divorce, buy our bed.
Right. So what California? But again, I would love to be separate from New York City. I don't think you would find many people in Western New York that think that this is a great deal that we have. You hear about all the benefits. The Democrats will tell you benefit after benefit of what New York City brings on our, you know, for this region. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, what world are you living in? Where are these mandates coming from.
Right. The unfunded mandates that are passed by Albany and then the costs have to be paid for by counties upstate, they originate with downstate politicians.
There's a motorcycle tax for... I mean, when you look at all of the different things that we have to not only agree to just because New Yorkers are upset, you know, what Western New Yorker knows about rent control? Seriously, how many Western New Yorkers care about the subway system in New York City? You're
two.
Subsidizing it.
Two.
Exactly.
I counted them up for you.
Seriously, these are all things that have nothing to do with your day-to-day.
Right.
When you hear about the Water Authority or you hear about, you know, the fact that NYPA, the New York Power Authority, where is that located? Not in Niagara Falls. That's going to literally black start the entire eastern seaboard if we lose cataclysmic electricity. Niagara Falls is an analog system. There's nothing digital in it. It's all the gravity. It's all, unless gravity fails us, Niagara Falls is going to churn out electricity, right? Why would the center of NYPA be in White Plains, New York? Does that make any sense to anyone?
No.
Put it right here in our backyard. Everything is controlled downstate.
Well, let's put it this way. If we weren't joined to New York City, how does New York's safe, so-called, get passed?
Exactly.
How does
all
Andrew Cuomo get elected governor of New York State?
There's no way. None of it happens. And I'm not denying that there's a lot of power and a lot of persuasion and money in New York City. Absolutely. But don't act like we're getting a good deal out of it, because everything that... It all comes at a price. The cost of living in New York State should not be this high if we're only supporting Western New Yorkers. It's ridiculous.
Well, by the way, we should also point out that, and according to the latest inane list published by USA Today, we are the number 34th worst place to live in the United States in terms of most livable city in the United States. Number one was Detroit, Michigan. Number 34 was Buffalo. But there are some cities in Florida that are also on the list of least livable places.
Look out, Scranton. Here we come.
No place we're looking at. All right, it is 5:15 at News Radio 930 WBEN, Bowerly and Bellavia. Hey, you know...
What does that even mean, livable city? I mean, here's what it's
going to
come back
to. That's what I'm saying. It's just another one of these meaningless lists.
Some idiot shows up in the Buffalo airport and then does, an app to skip the dishes and is upset that he only gets five restaurants that skip the dishes at his hotel. And he writes up a stupid, you know, her experience at, you know, she bit her finger eating a chicken wing. It's ridiculous. These things are absurd. Livable city in terms of what? In terms of we don't have a subway system? In terms of our transit? What does livable mean? Parking spots? How many homicides?
Let's see.
I don't believe the
According
metric.
To USA Today, in some cities, everyday comfort and happiness is much harder to attain than in others. Quality of life, they say, David, is subjective and difficult to measure. Still, there's a wide range of quantifiable factors. That means you can measure them. That can impact quality of life in a given area. And here they are. Affordability, safety, job market strength, quality of education, infrastructure, average commute times, air quality, and the presence of cultural attractions are just a few examples of factors that can influence overall quality of life.
Well, the education system certainly is hurts Western New York. The jobs, again, I think we're victims of the state, even though they've made a lot of sweetheart deals to get businesses here. We're not seeing the jobs. I mean, Tesla, I hate to...
The way the state operates, of course, is come to New York. You know, if you're in Texas or Arkansas, come to New York State. We're business friendly. But if you're a business in New York State, you know, get ready for your surprise visit from the health department. Your surprise
found a salamander.
Your surprise visit from the various workplace people. And, you know, like anybody else, they've got to justify the expense of their job. So you could be running an absolutely smooth ship with no problems whatsoever, according to most people's standards. But, you know, they got to justify their existence. So they come into your restaurant. You can expect that you're going to write a $2,800 check to New York State. They come into your factory. They're going to ding you for $1,500 bucks minimum, depending on how many people you've got working and your gross annual sales. It's just it's part of the unseen tax of doing business in New York State. It is. It's extortion.
A tribute. It's a tribute.
It, you know what? It is nothing more than the state wetting its beak, and the soldiers of the state who work for the various commissions, they've got to justify their salaries and their civil service slot.
Well, look, if you had laws that were more like Texas, if you got rid of the state income tax, you don't think that changes people's lives, by the way. And, of course, everyone wants to blame the Trump tax plan for causing people to leave New York State. People are leaving. Every census, you know what it means? What census in New York means? You're losing a Congress representative. Every 10 years, there's going to be less people in New York because of what? People leaving because they can't do business here or there aren't the opportunities. And why is it? Because everyone's wetting their beak.
Right.
It's a really big beak you're speaking of.
It is a gigantic, enormous beak. We're talking
a sharp
like the Fruit Loops bird. That's how big that beak is that has to get wet.
It's true.
But you know what? New York, I'm sorry, but New York State deserves everything that it gets in terms of population loss, in terms of business loss. They have created a climate that is not friendly. They've created a climate with an income tax. They're competing with states that don't have an income tax. So quite frankly, they peed in the water and they can derive the benefits or lack thereof.
That's what happens, though. People, they vote and they get out.
They vote with their feet.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not going to make that transition. Handicapped parking spots are also in the news, and we're going to get into that coming up. But we do have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect. If you are seeing any issue at all with the weather, the wind, or the rain, or the thunderstorms, you be sure to send us a text at 30930. That's 30930. That is our text board number. If you got any weather or traffic issues to report right now, Bowerly and Bellavia. David, sometimes in the past and in talk radio, we've done shows on what irritates people. And typically, anytime you open up the phones as to, hey, what's grinding your gears? What's irritating you? People abusing handicapped parking spots is very, very high on the list. And periodically, the local law enforcement people come out. This is a once every 4 year story, I think, where the local cops come out and they say, hey, we're going to start cracking down on people who are using handicapped parking permits illegitimately. Now, for those who don't know, the handicapped parking permits, your doctor has to complete paperwork. You bring the paperwork to your municipality where they will issue you your handicapped parking tag. Sometimes they're permanent, the blue ones. Sometimes they're temporary, the red ones. And they've got various writing on them. And one of the things that a lot of people don't know is that, and they will tell you this when you get your handicapped tag, that you're not supposed to drive around with anything hanging from your rearview mirror, especially something as big and as blocking as a handicapped parking tag.
Okay, but here's the problem. We're issuing far too many handicapped tags. There's got to be a different requirement. If you get out of your car with a handicapped tag, there has got to be some sort of hitch to your giddy-up.
If your doctor is willing to sign off on the paperwork for you, there's got to be a perfectly good reason medically while your doctor is signing off on you.
I don't think the
doctor
7 feet.
Doesn't want to put his or her reputation at risk.
Oh, please. People are signing handicapped. There's no reputation lost. There's no jail sentence for forging a handicap slip. To me, it's like, hey, he makes payments on time. Give me a handicap tag.
Dude, but doctors, they're not like car dealers. There's not one on every corner.
Saying they are, but I'm just saying that I know a lot of people that get handicap tags that have no business having handicap tags. And they tend to be the most... I know legitimate people with tags not bothered by this. It's the fringe handicap tag people that are outraged because they thought they had just gotten over for life.
Okay, what do you mean by fringe handicap tag person?
I mean that there are folks out there that are putting tags on their vehicles and they have like motion sickness.
You know, I mean, you actually know of this, that they have motion sickness and that's why they've got the handicap tag?
There's one person that has vertigo. If you're vertigo and you have, you shouldn't be driving.
course, it, right? the tag follows the permit holder. So
if you have
a passenger in your car who has vertigo and has the handicap tag, that's not the driver with it. That's the passenger with it.
Listen, I'm saying that if you sit at a parking area long enough, you're going to see a bunch of 17-year-old kids getting out of their grandma's car. You're going to see a bunch of 30-year-old people driving around with their mom's tags. You're going to see a lot of people abusing handicap tags. Legitimate handicap people park inside the store safely if you can. I don't care. Get you as close as you can so you can have normalcy in your life. God bless you. But the 15-year-old kids getting out of cars with stickers on them, stop it. That is the abuse, and it's happening everywhere.
Well, that has to be cracked down upon. Because,
sure.
I mean, there's always too many handicap spots until you actually need a handicap spot. And then they seem to be in very, very short supply. All right, hold on. We got lots to come here on News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, so you know anybody abusing these handicap parking permits? By the way, let's see. Got to let you know, too, that you really can't judge. One of the things that the past few months have taught me is you can't really judge the people getting out of a car with a handicap permit. Now, obviously, the police are going to be making sure that the person who has the permit is actually in the car. That's what this news conference was today, because the handicap parking permit travels with the person with the disability, not with the vehicle. Okay. So, I mean, hey, if they want to put cops at the grocery stores and big box stores to make sure that the person with the permit is actually in the vehicle and using it, that's great. But as far as you have no way of knowing if the individual getting out of that car who looks young, normal, and healthy, you have no idea if they just had knee surgery. You have no idea if they just had heart surgery. You don't know if they've got a pulmonary obstructive disease. You have no idea what's going on in their lives. You don't know if they're going through chemo. You don't know if their doctor said, hey, it's not good for you to be in cold weather. You have no idea what their individual medical situation is. And just because they, and this is something else that is important, I want to stress this, just because somebody does not have a sticker on their mirror does not mean that they intentionally parked illegally. See, here's the thing. You are not, when you get your handicap permit, they tell you, or they should tell you, that you're not supposed to drive around with it hanging from your rearview mirror. Okay, you're not supposed to have anything hanging from your rearview mirror. Not air fresheners, not Jesus. Not Jesus on a string. Not Jesus on a noose. Nothing. All right? You can't have anything hanging from your rearview mirror. That's probable cause for you to get pulled over. Now, think about how big those handicap tags are. You really want that hanging from your mirror? I mean, that's taking up at least 5% of your view as a driver. So a lot of times what will happen, and remember, a lot of people with the handicap tags may have some cognitive deficiencies brought on by age. All right, they ain't thinking as clearly as you or I might be thinking. You know, they get to the grocery store, they followed the law, they didn't have the sticker hanging from their mirror, and they park in the handicap spot, but they forget to put the sticker. They forget to put the tag on the mirror. You know, entirely understandable situation. So, you know, the police can be the judge and people can sort it out in court. But if you see a car in a handicapped spot without the tag on the mirror, you are not really in a good position to key that car, because for all you know, it's somebody's grandmother who just forgot to put it up. Now, why do I know about this? Because I've got a handicap tag for my vehicle. I have a temporary handicap tag, and hey, I got it the hard way. Quad bypass, baby, and it was and still is not advisable for me to be outside in cold weather, especially right after the surgery. They didn't want me walking a lot. They didn't want me outside a lot. Do I abuse it? No. Because there's just not enough spots with which to abuse it. The other day, we went to the air show. Now, I am actually supposed, when the weather's good, I'm actually supposed to walk, okay? I'm supposed to walk, you know, with stridency in my step because it's good for the heart. But we brought my mom, who is 84 years old. My mom is quite obviously elderly. She has a cane. So we used my handicap tag, which is temporary. It runs out this month. I will probably not get it renewed because I don't think I have to. And I hope I don't have to get it renewed, frankly. I mean, it is convenient as hell, I got to tell you. But I kind of would feel bad at, you know, by the time it expires, the final day of this month, I just can't justify asking my doctor to renew it unless I have another heart attack. Then we'll talk. But the red ones are temporary. The blue ones, I don't know what the expiration date is on the blue ones because I don't think ever. Yeah, my mom's is blue. I don't think she's ever had to renew it.
It goes forever.
It does go forever? Yeah. Well, I mean, unless Jesus comes and lays hands on your father, he's not going to be cured. But, you know, remember, you have no way of knowing. In all seriousness, you see somebody leaving that car, you don't know if they've got something going on like cancer or any of the diseases I mentioned before. So you're not really in a position to confront somebody, and I really wouldn't recommend that. That's not really a thing to do. You know, if you've got doubts about the validity of somebody using a handicap tag, my advice, call the cops. If the cops have the time, they'll send somebody over and they'll ask the person coming to the car for identification, and they'll try to make sure that the individual who used the tag for that spot is, in fact, the person for whom the tag was issued. And if it isn't, I'm very happy to tell you that the cops are actually going to take possession of that tag and return it to the municipality that issued it. Now, where I live, I had to go to the, I think, the village or the town hall. I forget. It was back in December, and I shouldn't have been driving that anyway. Here is Matthew in Lockport. It was just around the corner. Matthew in Lockport on WBEN. Matthew, is it time to start cracking down on the people who are using the handicap tags, even though they're not handicapped? They're using their mothers.
Absolutely. And I want to say, first of all, Tom and David, thank you for having me on the air. It's an honor. And a quick story, and this was probably 4 or 5 years ago, a friend of mine who has a wheelchair-bound, has a wheelchair van, parked in a wheelchair van spot at a grocery store, and it was in the middle of winter. He went in and did his grocery shopping, came back out, and someone parked in the hash marks next to him.
Oh!
So I... and I was just happened to be at the store, and I'm like, Joe, what's up? And he's like, you know, sitting in his wheelchair having a cigarette. He's an elderly guy. He says, this guy parked.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I have to laugh in a way. He was sitting in his wheelchair having a cigarette.
Correct.
I'm sorry, but you understand why I find irony in that, right?
I do.
Okay, thank you. Because I don't want to be that guy who gets all preachy because I think people should be free to do what they want to do. But I will tell you that smoking cigarettes is one of the worst things you can do for your cardiovascular system. It will clog your arteries like a bad zit. But go ahead.
Thanks for that.
Absolutely.
Well, he was actually disabled in Vietnam War, so...
But quitting smoking is worse than trying to quit heroin. Nonetheless, a lot of people have been able to do it, but including me. But go ahead.
I'm one of them, and it is very difficult. But so Joe explained to me that, you know, he had called the sheriff's department on his cell phone. He's waiting for him to show up, and it's freezing cold out, you know.
Oy.
So, you know, I said, give me your keys. I backed his van out, flipped his thing down, got his wheelchair, and off he went. And I was upset about this.
Well, you should be. And for those who are having a problem following this, Matthew, those hash marks, those blue lines mean don't park here because the sign should usually say wheelchair van accessible.
It was clearly marked.
Right.
Clearly marked.
Well, the person who parked there is a selfish bastard.
And I can't agree with you more. So I went in to talk to the store manager, came back out, and the car was gone. The sheriffs were nowhere to be found. So I had the idea of giving the authority to store managers to write people tickets that violate, you know, the wheelchair parking spot rules. because nine times out of ten, cops are all fighting crime. They don't have time to write parking tickets.
Yeah, well, and here's the problem you're going to run into. If I'm a store manager, I'm not paid to be a cop, and I'm not paid to confront some 6'4" guy, 240 pounds, who's going to start pushing me around because I'm trying to put a ticket on his windshield.
That's probably a good point as well, but...
And if I'm a store manager, I'm busy making sure that Becky has the cucumbers stocked and that the donuts are coming out of the fryer.
Right.
I mean, I'm just, look, but I mean, people abusing handicap parking really pisses me off. But at the same time as it pisses me off, what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to offer a different perspective to people that just because somebody emerging from a car with that sticker might appear to be totally healthy and totally normal, you have no idea what they're going through or what they've been through where their doctor said, yeah, I can't have you in heat. I can't have you in cold. People going through chemo, for example, that you might not know they're going through chemo, but their doctor believes that they should get the handicap sticker, and I can't disagree.
Oh, no, and I can't agree with you more. I learned a long time ago I'm not on this world to judge people.
Well, what do you feel about – I'm getting some texts here coming in about fat people, that being fat is not being disabled. And there was a time in my life that I would have agreed with that sentiment. But when I see people that are, you know, squeezing out of their cars and they're barely ambulatory, they probably have, you know, very little cartilage left in their knee, whether or, you know, however they got fat, who knows? Maybe they're a service veteran who got blown up in a war. They couldn't walk. They put on weight. They went through a post-stress situation. You know, you don't know what somebody's been through that has made them fat. It might be glandular. It might be thyroid. It might be a side effect of medication. We have no way of knowing why fat people with their asses touching the ground on either side of the scooter got that fat. But if their doctor says they're disabled, that's good enough for me.
Right. And like I said earlier, I'm not here to judge. I'm blessed to have a good physique. I think it's genetics. Also pay very close attention to my diet, and but I'm not here to judge why someone's overweight or they're carrying around an extra body worth of fat. If it's a disability, it's a disability. I mean,
I'm glad you cleared that up, because when you talked about carrying around an extra body, I was just thinking of the Billy Bat scene in Goodfellas. And by the way, the diner where Ray Liotta met my favorite actor, Robert De Niro, toward the end of the movie where De Niro hands him the matchbook and says, at that moment, I knew I would never come back from Florida. That diner just burned down the other day.
Did it really?
Yep. Everything is a loss.
It sucks.
It was called Goodfellas Diner. It was owned by some Greek guy, and I'm sure they had great food. But anything else you want to add about your buddy with the wheelchair who had some dillweed parking in the hashtag?
Well, hashtag? The closer to the story is before he pulled out, he made it a point to pull back up, roll down the passenger window, and lay a loogie on a guy's windshield, which I thought was hilarious.
Okay. But, you know, here's the sad thing. Do obnoxious people who do stuff like that even notice that somebody loogied their window? Was the message delivered? Because if that's the case, the birds in my neighborhood are sending me messages on a daily basis.
I don't think it's the birds sending the message. I think they're just the messengers.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I can just see Alan Badenko around the corner releasing the pigeons to poop on my car. Just kidding, Alan. Thank you very much. I'm glad you called.
Have a nice night, you guys.
All right. 803-0930. Lines are open. Is it about time the cops started cracking down on handicap parking abuse? And again, folks, I know a few things about this, but I'm not going to claim to be a cop, a lawyer, or an expert. But it is important that you know that the handicap parking permit is issued to an individual. That permit travels with the individual, okay? And the person is not supposed to have it on their rearview mirror while the vehicle is in motion. You can't have anything hanging from your rearview mirror. That is, believe it or not, probable cause for a vehicle and traffic stop. So, I mean, if you're hauling if you're hauling weed around and you've got Jesus on a rope from your mirror, you have just given the cops probable cause to pull you over. So if you're hauling something around, you know, like Billy Bats in the trunk, make sure your mirror is free of anything, including handicap tags. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. You know, oh, and I also, by the way, I do want to thank the owners of The Cove, because, quite frankly, The Cove is a great place. It's on Transit Road, all right? And they've got the best bathrooms ever, especially in the transgender era. They've actually got cubicles, like from the top to the bottom. I mean, it's total privacy. Thank you to The Cove. That was a big investment for those guys. But they did something that was a real bad PR move over the wintertime. They put their shuttle bus in one of the four handicap spots they had. And even though they own the place, it looked horrible. I put a picture of it on Facebook, and within a few days, they had moved it out and put it elsewhere. And I want to thank them for paying attention. I know it's not the end of the world. And look, I'm a patron of your place. I love your place. You support local music, but I had brought it up privately to managers. Nobody cared until I put it on Facebook. And I'm sorry that I had to do that. But like I said, you know what? You always think there are too many handicapped spots until you actually need one. Then you can't find them. And that is one of those unspoken rules of life. But what do you want to see the police crack down on as far as handicap stickers, or maybe even, life in general? And again, if you're just joining us, please understand that just because a car is in a handicapped spot and the person did not put the tag up does not mean that you have full license to key that car. That person may very well be disabled, but they were following the law, which is to not have the tag hanging from the mirror while the vehicle is in motion. They might have been thinking about, okay, I got to get roast beef, I got to get Snapple, I got to get green peppers, and they might have forgotten to put the tag up. So let the cops worry about that. That's one of the lessons I've learned from having my temporary handicap parking situation. I've forgotten to put it up a couple of times, and I got dirty looks going out to the car, and I actually held it up and said, oops, I'm sorry, this is legit, my bad. And people were pretty cool. And I don't blame anybody for giving me a dirty look. You kidding me? I'd give me a dirty look. Because it didn't look like there's anything wrong with me until I take my shirt off, and then it looks like I got blown up. It's kind of cool, though. I always say another scar, another story. Would it be wrong to say I was a war hero, David? It is Bowerly, the war on heart disease. That is the war on heart. No, you're not going with that? All right. We've got another hour coming up. We want to take a lot of phone calls on Bowerly and Bellavia. You're hearing News Radio 930 WBEN, where this Friday, 9 to noon, Sandy Beach celebrates 50 unbelievably awesome years in radio. And it is it's appointment radio here on WBEN to honor the great, legendary, multi-hall of famer Sandy Beach.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.